صاحب الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله سبحان الله وبحمده عدد خلقه ورضا نفسه وزنة عرشه ومداد كلماته الحمد لله على كل حال ونعوذ بالله من حال أنه اللهم نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم ربنا ابدنا بأزواجنا وذرياتنا اللهم اكفنا بحلالنا الحرام ومشفنا وشف مرضانا ومسلمين اللهم اغفر اللهم لجميع المسلمين والمسلمات السميع القريب المجيب اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وإلى الخزايا ولا ندامة اللهم اهد نفوسنا وزكيها أنت خير من زكاها صلى الله عليه وسلم
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقالوا أئذا كنا عظاما ورفاتا أئنا لمبعوثون خلقا جديدا. قل كونوا حجارة أو حديدا أو خلقا مما يكبر في صدوركم. فسيقولون من يعيدنا؟ قل الذي فطركم أول مرة. فسينغدون إليك رؤوسهم ويقولون متاهوا. قل عسى أن يكون قريبا. يوم يدعوكم فتستجيبون بحمده وتظنون إن لبثتم إلا قليلا. وقل عبادي يقولوا التي هي أحسن. إن الشيطان ينزغ بينهم. إن الشيطان كان للإنسان عدوا مبينا. ربكم أعلم بكم إن يشأ يرحمكم أو إن يشأ يعذبكم. وما أرسلناك عليهم وكيلا. وربك أعلم بمن في السماوات والأرض. ولقد فضلنا بعض النبيين على بعض وآتينا داود زبورا. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم.
When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was conveying the message of Tawheed and Risalat and conveying the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about the importance of Akhirah and the hereafter, and when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was giving da'wah to the mushrikeen of Makkah at that time and calling them towards the greatness of Allah and the oneness of Allah, and don't associate partners with Allah, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala also promised about the day of Qiyamah and the hereafter, that's when the mushrikeen could not digest this information of how can we all get resurrected again, how can all the bones and our skin and all get together again and another life, and it doesn't make sense basically. So Allah ta'ala makes a mention here of their statement, and many people mention that as well. We don't believe in hell, don't believe in Jannah, don't believe in heaven, don't believe in the hereafter. And people who live that sort of life, they live their life in the dunya to the full. No restrictions. Eat what they want, drink what they want, go when they want, sleep when they want, wake up when they want, do what they want. Because they don't believe that they're going to be answerable to Allah and accountable to Allah on the day of Qiyamah regarding their actions. Anybody? And because of that, unfortunately, so many people, they leave this world without iman. So many people. And to have fikr for their iman is also our responsibility. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was had so much fikr and concern that they were not bringing iman, because Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was shown Jannah. Prophet was shown Jahannam. Prophet was shown in the night of Miraj. So Allahu Akbar. And how much fikr he had. Allahu Akbar. How much fikr he had. And that's why constantly, and he would get upset sometimes when they would not bring iman, they would not accept his dawah. He would get very upset. To that extent that he would get really worried and concerned. You're going to depression. When a person is going to depression, that was because they were not bringing iman. Allah then consoled and comforted the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam by reading the verses, لَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعُ النَّفْسَكَ أَلَّا يَكُونُ مُؤْمِنِينَ. Are you going to destroy yourself because these people don't bring iman? Allah. Anyway, so Allah makes a mention here. They say, أَإِذَا كُنَّا عِظَامًا وَرُفَاتًا أَإِنَّا لَمَبْعُثُونَ خَلْقًا جَدِيدًا. They say, is it that when we turn into bones and pieces, we'll be resurrected as a new creation? Anybody? Allahu Akbar. قُلْ, say, become stone or metal. حِجَارَةً أَوْ حَدِيدًا. Allahu Akbar. أَوْ خَلْقًا مِمَّا يَكْبُرُ فِي صُدُورِكُمْ. Or any other creation that seems appealing in your hearts. Allah, meaning, whatever you may be in the dunya, you may be a metal, you may be this, you may be that, by for Allah Ta'ala it's so easy. Allah will resurrect you. Even if you're in dust, complete dust, ashes, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will resurrect those ashes as well. Allah will resurrect those ashes as well. Allah. That's why a famous incident and story, very, very famous, we all know. And one person, out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, said, when I die, I don't want to be resurrected. I don't want to meet Allah. I'm too scared, too frightened. You know, by so when I die, burn my body completely. Burn my body completely. So it becomes into ashes. And then on a windy day, half of my ashes on that side of the island, and the thing, and the half of my ashes on the other side. Allah, it's a mention, hadith Prophet mentioned this is going to happen related to this person. On the day of Qiyamah, Allahu Akbar, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala resurrect all his ashes back to normal human being, and then in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will be amazed. What's going on here? What's going on here? Then Allah Ta'ala will ask him, okay, why did you do this? Why? Why? Why did you make this statement? Why did you make this wasiyat? I want my body burnt, so I don't have to stand in front of Allah. Ashes on one side, ashes on the other side. He goes, ya Allah, I was afraid. I was afraid. Allah, with his infinite mercy, subhanAllah, will say, because of your fear of Allah, because of that, I grant you maghfirat and forgiveness. That amal of fear was so beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, Allah. And we all have fear. All mu'mineen have fear. Anybody? We all have fear. Anybody? No matter what. And the people who have the most greatest fear are the ulama ikram. Allah mentioned in the Quran, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَ اللَّهُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَىٰ. Among his servants are the ulama who have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. That's why Imam Malik rahimahullah used to say, ilm and knowledge is not about knowing so many narrations. لَيْسَ الْعِنْ بِكَثْرَةِ الرِّوَايَةِ وَلَكِنَّ الْعِنْ بِكَثْرَةِ الْخَشْيَةِ خَشْيَةِ. But ilm is about having a lot of khashya and khawf, khawfi khuda, fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's the knowledge of Quran and Hadith that that instills in the person the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No matter how gunagar they may be, how sinners they may be, but they will always have in the back of their mind, in the heart, due to the barakah of the Quran and Hadith, that will bring fear and khashiyat. Fear and khashiyat is not like when there's a lion coming, you're afraid of, or a tiger coming, an enemy coming. Not that type of fear. Fear of awe, respect, grand greatness, Allahu Akbar. Whenever someone very big person come personality, you know, oh, you respect, you don't talk, you have respect in that. But obviously, we also have the fear, because if our amals are not good, if our deeds are not good, then on the day of Qiyamah, how are we going to show our faces to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah? Showing our faces on the day of Qiyamah itself is going to be a big thing. That's why Hazrat Mawlana Shafi'i Thanvi rahmatullah writes, it's a beautiful book he's got. It's called Islam Akal Ki Nazar Mein. It's in Urdu. You should read it. Everyone should read it. It's a beautiful book. If you don't know the Urdu, there's a translation in English as well now, mashallah. Very easy for us all. Wisdoms behind the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Islam Akal Ki Nazar Mein. Ajeebu Ghareeb. And he mentions one of the reasons why we wash our faces three times, so that on the day of Qiyamah, we are worthy of showing our faces to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We wash our face three times for every wudu. So at least we are worthy of showing our face on the day of Qiyamah, because these faces will shine bright on the day of Qiyamah. Ghuram muhajjaleen min athari wudu, because of the impact of wudu. Because of the impact of wudu, our limbs will be shining on the day of Qiyamah. And that's how Prophet will recognize his ummati. The person who does a lot of wudu, that means he prays a lot of namaz. He prays a lot of Quran. A person who doesn't do much wudu, that's a sign he doesn't pray namaz. He doesn't read the Quran that much. He doesn't pray the Quran. He doesn't pray hadith. Allahu Akbar. That's why to remain in wudu itself is a fazilat in a virtue, because that attracts the angels of mercy and angels of rahmat constantly. That's why when you're at home, encourage our women folk as well, our daughters, our sisters, our mothers, by remain in the state of wudu. That will give you that consciousness of abstaining from guna and sin. Allahu Akbar. May Allah give us the tawfiq. Allah give us the tawfiq. That's why Imam Bukhari rahimahullah, when he was actually compiling his book Sahihul Bukhari, Allahu Akbar, subhanAllah, over 9,000 hadiths. For every hadith he would place in his book, he would do ghusl and two rakat nafil namaz. Ghusl and two rakat. So how many ghusl is there? That's 9,000 ghusls is done. Two rakat nafil namaz, how many? That's about 18,000 rakats. That's when that book came to us, and it's been taught, mashallah, here at Masjid al-Farooq as well, mashallah, for the students as well. How blessed we are, how much barakah it brings, how much blessings it brings. That's going to be a topic, inshallah, on Friday. On Friday, mashallah, our students, they're completing their years in the Alimiyah course. Alhamdulillah, there's going to be prize giving jalsa on Friday here. Come, it's a very blessed gathering, because these students, mashallah, for many years, have sacrificed these 2.5 to 3 hours in the night when they could be watching football, they could be roaming around, they're doing this. They're sacrificing their time for the Quran and Hadith. We should at least give the encouragement to these youngsters, mashallah. It's a big sacrifice. And hamare liye to taali mein baithna is difficult. Every day in, day out, they're sitting for 3 hours, mashallah. And that is a big sacrifice in this day and age. In this day and age, it's a big sacrifice, big commitment. And so when they know the people are coming and giving that encouragement, then the shabashi will encourage many more to come as well. And just be out of that environment outside, and being in the environment of the house of Allah for 3 hours, that itself is fazilat and virtue. Then getting the knowledge from the ulama, then getting the company of the mashayikh, that itself is plus bonus and bonus and bonus. It is indeed. We will not understand this. Even this halqa, you are all talibin, I am a talibin, we are all that. This is all blessed as well. It's all blessed as well. Because when the knowledge of Quran is distributed, the angels gather them. Angels, we are in the company of angels at this precise moment. We cannot see them, but they can see us. And this fitna zamana, where no one wants to sit in these gatherings anymore, that the sawab, I would say, even rewarded even more. So may Allah give us a tawfiq. May Allah give us a tawfiq. May give us a tawfiq to appreciate the knowledge of Quran and Hadith. By Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, we realize. Not in the dunya, we won't realize. On the day of Qiyamah, we realize. May Allah give us a tawfiq to have adab of the Quran. Khair. So فَسَيَقُولُونَ مَنْ يُعِيدُنَا. Soon they will say, who will resurrect us? Who's going to resurrect us? Kaun hume wapas uthayega? قُلِ الَّذِي فَطَرَكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ. Then Allah says to Prophet, tell them, give them this answer, give them this response. Allah, say, him who created you the first time. And Allah created you first time, he will resurrect you. You are nothing and then Allah created you from nothing. You are something now. And for Allah to create you from something is even more easier. Even more easier. Allahu Akbar. فَسَيُنْغِدُونَ إِلَيْكَ رُؤُسَهُمْ وَيَقُولُونَ مَتَاهُ. They will then nod their heads to you saying, when will it be? When will it be? And okay, chalo, maan lete hai. That we will accept it. We're going to be resurrected. Then they ask another question. Mata huwa? When? Kab hoga? Allahu Akbar. Qul, say, asa an yakuna qariba. It will occur very shortly. Very shortly. Very shortly in the sense, because remember, the world existed many, many thousands and thousands of years before the Prophet came. All the prophets were sent. The last prophet, Muhammad Rasulullah, itself is a sign of Qiyamah. Itself is a sign of time, because this is the last ummah now. The last ummah to come. After that, there's no other ummah. Last prophet to come. After Muhammad, no prophet to come. مَا كَالَ مُحَمَّدٍ أَبَا أَحَدٍ مِنْ رِجَالِكُمْ وَلَاكِ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَخَاتَمَ النَّبِيِّينَ. قَاتَمَ النَّبِيِّينَ seal. قَاتَمَ means seal. Once you seal, nothing goes. After that, no more. No more. Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali has written a book called Finality of the Prophethood. It's a beautiful book, you should read it. But all the dalail and the proofs and the evidences of Muhammad Rasulullah being the last and final prophet. No prophet to come after me. One who does not believe in that, unfortunately, he goes out of the fold of Iman and Islam. It's our aqidah. It's our aqidah. Very, very important aqidah. You need to understand that. Right. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. So very shortly. In the hadith of Jibreel is one of the first few hadiths of Mishkat Sharif. That hadith of Jibreel is when Jibreel came to the Prophet and asked a few questions regarding Iman and Islam. And among the questions he asked was, when will Qiyamah take place? What are the signs of Qiyamah? And the Prophet mentions all the signs of Qiyamah. And tari dal amatu rabbataha, and many other signs. Anybody? Ah. Remember, our Qiyamah starts the day we die. So after 60,000 years, 50,000 years, 100,000 years, can me and you are not going to live for that long. Our Qiyamah starts the day we die. If you reach 50, then just ask our question, how long we got left now? Anybody? Ha. May Allah give us a tawfiq to give that understanding and realization. Anybody? Ha. That's why he say it will be occur very shortly. Many your life is not going to be too long. Qiyamah ho gaya. يَوْمَ يَدْعُوكُمْ فَتَسْتَجِيبُونَ بِحَمْدِهِ وَتَظُنُّونَ إِن لَبِثْتُمْ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. The day when he will summon you, you shall respond by praising him. Then they'll know the reality. Allah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. And you think that you tarried only for a little while. It's only for a short while. Allahu Akbar, only for a short while. When everyone will be resurrected, they'll be asking for that. How long have you been? How long have you been there? Short while? You only feel like you've been there for so many years. Just think, we are going to be more years underground than on top of the ground. We are going to be more years under the ground than on top of the ground, unless right at the end of the day of Qiyamah and going to come in 40 days or whatever. So more underground, and then when you wake up and you will be asking one another, because everybody told, now come in a line, go, follow, and we'll be following. The angels will be taking us. And then we'll be asking, whispering, how long will we be? A day or two. Allah. That shows this dunya is dhuka. This dunya is a deception. Because the world of the akhirah starts from the death. You cannot judge that world to this world. Yes, it's been explained in Quran and Hadith, that's how it's going to be. And we have full yaqeen. But when you see with aynul yaqeen, with our ear, with our eyes, we completely different. Allah. And one interpretation has also been given, that they'll think only be for a short while. Why? Because of the strain of the day of Qiyamah. The terrifying experience that people are going to see and observe of the day of Qiyamah. They'll think they stay in the world and the grave was extremely for a short period of time. Allahu Akbar. And that's just the beginning. That is just the beginning. The day of Qiyamah is just the beginning. Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala further on mentions, وَقُلْ لِعِبَادِي, tell my bondsmen, يَقُولُ الَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ, that they should speak what is good. Speak what is good. Refrain from nonsense, talking laghu. Refrain from it. That's a sign of a wise person. That's a sign of a wali of Allah. That when he speaks sense. Anybody? Nowadays, forget ilm and knowledge. Common sense has gone out of the window. Common sense is going to be by common, logical. You know. May Allah Ta'ala protect us, man. What has happened to us now? And you try to explain, that is one of the windows. Allahu Akbar. Inna shaitana yanzagu bainahum. Undoubtedly, shaitan will create friction between them. Inna shaitana kana lil insani aduwwan mubeena. Indeed, shaitan is an open enemy to man. Allahu Akbar. Basically, Shaitan waits to exploit any opportunity whereby Muslims and Kuffar may enter into dispute and a battle. Created by Shaitan. Shaitan wants to create battle between two brothers as well. He's just looking for any way to create some excuse for dispute, jagra, fitna. Shaitan's always on the lookout. That's why when there was dispute between the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam, and when they got together again, then mashallah back together again, Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam did not blame his brothers. The word he used was shaitan. Shaitan created that friction between us, subhanAllah. Look at the adab. It's mentioned in the Quran. Look at the adab of the brother. He didn't bring, oh yeah, you did this to me, and you did that to me, and you did that to me. Because they all got back together, unity was there. After that, whenever it ever occurred, the shaitan created that rift between me and you. Because shaitan's whole purpose is to create dispute and jagra. Allah. A lesson for me and you as well. Once everything is done, maafi ho gayi, now don't bring it all back again. Because shaitan is the one who can easily create that again. May Allah Ta'ala give us an understanding. Allah give us an understanding. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq, inshallah, to act upon the teachings of the Quran. May Allah Ta'ala give us true understanding of deen. Remember, one is to become deendar. Deendar, religious piety. We were talking with Mufti Junaid Sahib the other day, he was mentioning it to us. Because one thing is being deendar. One thing is have ilm. But one thing is to have the understanding of deen, that is completely different. That can only happen when we sit in the halqa of zikr, halqa of Quran, halqa of hadith, where people knowledgeable then will understand the deen. Otherwise, won't understand the deen. May Allah give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah, bihamdihi. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك